Hey everyone, this is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road today on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue and on the line with us is one of the top drivers in Indy racing with 44 career poles, 29 career wins, and the 2014 Verizon IndyCar Championship, the racing pride of Toowoomba, Australia. Looking forward to so many great events coming up as we head towards the 101st running of the Indy 500, the one and only Will Power. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, looking at some of the stuff, and a successful driver, one of the very few drivers to win races in each one of the seasons over the last, let's say, 10 years or so, and looking towards some great success coming up this year as well. But looking at the bio and talking with Jessica a little bit, your first paycheck, the first thing that you ever bought was drums. And so music has always been a huge influence in your life, too. But with your parents, grandparents, all in racing, was it a no-brainer you'd be a driver, or could you be on tour with a band right now?
Yeah, I kind of sometimes wish I'd do music more, but I love racing. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved racing so much, so it was really a childhood dream to be exactly where I am now. So, but I still play the drums. Not that well, but I play them.
Oh, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program as well. But the unique perspective that you have, of course, racing worldwide, it is a phenomenon here, especially in Indy and IndyCar. And with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you have one of these kind of amazing, legendary, beloved locations to do that. In Australia, was racing, IndyCar racing, the Indy 500, was it something that you guys, that sports fans down there, down under, paid attention to?
Yes, I do think so. IndyCar did have a race in Australia on the Gold Coast from, I think it was first race might have been 1991, and they stopped going there after 2008. So IndyCar was well known in Australia. And, I remember the Indy 500 growing up as a kid. I was a big Formula One fan, but I remember when Nelson Piquet went to race there, Nigel Mansell. So, I was... As a kid, I was aware of the Indy 500.
So you're getting to live your dreams now, and it's very few people that actually get to say to themselves that this is exactly where they would hope to be in their career. And so share a little bit about that, just as far as the Motor Speedway for those people. We've talked with a number of drivers, obviously, on this show, and here in the Midwest, a lot of people from the Chicagoland area make that pilgrimage down to see the 500. But, we've got listeners all around the country, all around the world. So what is it like as a driver the first time that you're there racing at Indy?
Yeah, I have to say, the first time for me was I was very new to ovals, and so it was pretty daunting because it's so fast. But what amazed me was the amount of media coverage that it got over the month, and how big every event was, like qualifying and carb day, and race day just blew me away with the amount of people. It was just an atmosphere that I'd never felt before when you walk out of Gasoline Alley on race day, and just to a sea of people. It's an amount of people I've never seen in one place before. So it was, I was never aware of how big of a deal it was until I participated for the first time there in 2008. And then it kind of grows on you, and you really, really feel the urge to want to execute and win the race.
Right, exactly. Feel the urge to go out there and make some things happen. Well, you are in some of the best and most capable hands in racing for Team Penske when we come up to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. You mentioned the media coverage, and people from all around the world will be watching, and I'm going to wish you the best of luck when that happens. But this is a big process. So in Indianapolis, leading up to the race, there are so many other events coming up. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the Grand Prix. That's going to be on the 12th and 13th. And, of course, you got Rev Indy. That's coming up early part of the month. So for the Grand Prix, talk a little bit about what happens there for that at Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Grand Prix is just a really good kickoff for the month. That started in, I think the first year they had that was 2014, I would say. And it's been really successful. It's a really cool track, I have to say. We do actually use half of the speedway. You get a really long straight, creates great racing. And I have to say, one of the smoothest, nicest European-style circuits that we run on.
And then coming up to Rev Indy, I heard through the grapevine that you mentioned you may not be the greatest drummer out there, but you certainly have a passion for playing, and that you're going to actually get to play. So people are going to be able to enjoy you on the track and see all the success in your chosen field, but then also one of your passions, drumming. You're going to be on stage. Now, who are you going to be drumming with? You're going to be, is it Steve Miller or the Bare Naked Ladies, or do you have another band you'll be working with?
I actually don't know the name of the band. They gave me, IndyCar gave me a couple of songs to learn a while ago, and I've kind of don't know how, I've learned them. I'm probably not, we've been so busy racing, haven't learned them quite well enough yet, but I mean, I'm just going to have to give it my best shot and have fun and enjoy it. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, you'll be great. Now, when you think about Australia, great and iconic bands, what do you got, like AC/DC and INXS, but who were the drummers as you were growing up and that you either really appreciated their playing or tried to emulate? Were you like a Tommy Lee, Motley Crue guy with Neil Peart with Rush? Were you old school Led Zeppelin with John Bonham? I mean, who were some of your favorite, Dave Grohl maybe, you know, with Nirvana? Who were your favorite drummers?
Yeah, definitely Dave Grohl, Travis Barker, Jimmy Chamberlain from Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, yeah, but there's some awesome old school drummers like Buddy Rich.
Oh yeah,
it's just phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, all those guys just be amazing to be able to play in one of those bands. It'd be such a cool experience. But yeah, I have really never played in a band. It's kind of lifted my iPod quite along, so it'll be cool when I actually get to.
Yeah, that'll be some exciting stuff. And for the listeners that have not been to the Indianapolis 500, and Will, you kind of mentioned it, it's just this big, huge spectacle. It's a bucket list event no matter what sport anybody may be into. It's something to definitely attend. And it draws in the range of celebrities like you have never seen. I have met presidents of the United States, David Letterman, people that are like musicians, like top rock stars, people on hit TV shows, movie actors. I mean, there's so many of those. And as they get a chance to see some of their idols, you know, some race car drivers that they love, and yourself is included in that, like at the Indy 500, who's the coolest person you ever met? Have you ever met any of your drumming idols or music idols or people that you appreciated?
I was actually a big fan of Ice-T.
You know, Ice-T. Nice.
And I've always, like, my friend Marco Andretti, another driver, his friend also, he always hangs out with Ice-T, and Ice-T and Coco were there, and I went up just before the race, kind of nervous for the race, not nervous to meet him, I was just nervous for the race, and I saw him, I usually don't talk to anyone just before the race, so I went up, shook his hand, said, I'm a big fan, and he kind of said, like, as I walked away, the voice was like, who's that? I think he was. And then someone said, oh, that's Will Power. He said, oh, Will Power. And he came over and said, oh, Will Power, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan. Like, he watches the race, because he watches all the races.
Nice.
So he knew who I was. I couldn't believe it, because he's watching Marco Andretti, obviously. And so that was cool. I had a chance to go to dinner with him in New York, but I'm so focused in the month, because Marco said, oh, why don't you come out to dinner in New York here? A couple of us going out, meeting with IT. And I was like, damn, man, no, I've got to go to sleep. Cause, you know, like I said, sleep's important for the month of May, so I missed out. I was really disappointed.
Oh, come on. Will, you could sleep anytime. You could only have dinner with Ice-T now and then.
I know. I told Marco, man, you got to line it up again, please.
That's great. Well, see, here's what you got to do, Will, is you got to race more without a helmet on. And I'm not saying for safety purposes, obviously that would be a bad idea, but then, Ice-T would be able to see, everyone would know exactly who you look like because, you know, you've got the helmet on, and maybe they might not know. Have you seen his new commercial where he's at, it's like a lemonade stand for like a little girl.
Yeah.
He's like, it's lemonade.
Let's say, what's wrong with these people? Lemonade.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. And for the fans, they're going to know that you are calling us, from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I know in the stock car series, you see it occasionally go one way or the other where people are racing stock cars, racing open wheel. You know, there's been a number of drivers that have moved back and forth. You're right there in the heart of the world of NASCAR. Any thought of doing some NASCAR driving at some point, maybe as just like a hobby, or maybe at some point in your career?
I definitely keep a close eye on all that. Just a matter of having the right situation. I'd love to have a go. Man, it looks like fantastic racing, on the ovals. But, yeah, just focused on IndyCar right now. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the future.
Well, people are going to be focused on IndyCar for the entire month of May. So many things happening, so many things that you're going to be involved with as well. Excited to have you in on another one of those. Looking for maybe the 45th pole, right, coming up for the Indianapolis 500, the 101st running of that race. So, Will, for those people who want to keep up with you, catch up on your social media, see all the things that you're doing, certainly be able to see and share those photographs of you at dinner with Ice-T someday. Is there, you have like an Instagram or Twitter that people can follow?
Yes, my Twitter is at 12 Will Power. My Instagram is at 12 Will Power. Yes, keep up. Put some videos up.
He is the Penske driver, Will Power, at 12 Will Power is the social media forum. You're going to see him a bunch of times, the 12th, the 13th for the Grand Prix there at Indianapolis. You'll see him on stage drumming at Rev Indy. We're going to be excited to see who he's going to be drumming with. And for this year, at least, he'll be out there in the Verizon IndyCar Series racing until he decides to go on tour with the Foo Fighters or something like that in the near future and experience his passion for drumming. So, Will, thanks so much for what you're doing. Good luck out there on the track and everything else. And thanks for being on the show today.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Will Power, Lemonade. You gotta love Lemonade.